with a big NIH project back in, it was a 10-year project back in 1967. I did 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 some change of over 454 species of zoo animals and 3,000 humans. When I found out there were no genetically transmitted diseases, there were no genetically transmitted birth defects. It's called epigenetics. We started a whole new science to replace genetics, which is a false theory. And all these diseases were being blamed on bad genes in your family. Well, you got five generations of arthritis, must be genetic. No, you just lived in the same place, ate the same bad way. You didn't have the nutrients to repair your body and replace the cells. And so everybody for five generations had the same problems. And the only way you can master this is to give your body everything it needs and let your body take what it wants. Now, an equivalent would be, your mechanic says, oh, don't worry about putting oil in your car. Just put dirt from Texas or Oklahoma, and then there's bound to be some oil.
Or sugar.
Or sugar. An insane person would not do that. Okay, even an insane person would do that. But when a doctor says, oh, just eat well, you can get everything you need, don't take any vitamins and minerals, everybody says, oh, thank God my doctor says I don't need vitamins and minerals. Well, the average lifespan, according to the Medical Association in America, the average lifespan of medical doctors is 56. Why would you believe anybody whose average lifespan is 56 on how to live a long, healthful life?
That's a good point.